Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Friday evening at the nation's number three team, a program that they came within points with during the district play, American Heritage. And if you've watched this team at all this year, there have been some big-time players, and one of them, familiar last name, Bennett, Donnell Bennett. His dad, Donnell Bennett Jr., played at the University of Miami, played at Cardinal Gibbons, spent 8 years in the NFL. Now his son, Donnell Bennett III, is a linebacker, a senior, and I'll tell you what, this kid is amazing. He joins us this evening. Donnell, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations so far.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Anytime. I mean, this is one of these things. You've been around this program. You've seen it. You know that this week is what everybody's been pointing to. They knew there was going to be a first meeting, and they wanted to ensure there was going to be a second meeting. And it's amazing. I mean, how things have fallen into place, how well you guys have played in the playoffs on the road 2 weeks in a row in hostile environments. Talk about this team. Talk about the character of this team, the leadership of this team, and how you guys got this far.
Well, we started off with a mindset in the summer that no one can beat us if we're together. So we took that and we rode with our coaches instilled. And that's just to believe in each other, man. At the end of the day, if everything goes wrong, you just got to play for your brothers. So that's what we've been doing. When defense falls off, offense picks it up. When offense falls off, defense picks it up. It's just a team mentality. And we've just grown so close together, playing with each other, 7-on-7, going to camps, and just hanging out. We've come a long way. And we're dialed in.
Yep.
We're looking forward to this moment. We knew at some point in time that we were going to have to play Heritage again to reach our destination. So we're just working like any other week. And we got to beat a team that's in our way.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get to the state championship.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this is obviously it's been a battle cry for all these guys. But this program and Cardinal Gibbons, how you guys have grown over the last couple of years, yourself especially. This year, it seemed like you put a commitment over the last year like never before. You got in the weight room. You worked out a lot. You watched a lot of film. You became a better football player. Talk about that process. I know it's an individual thing, but every individual thing adds up to team stuff. So talk about what you did to put yourself in this position.
Well, after last season, I didn't play as well, and I took that personally. I didn't really blame anyone but myself. So I just took it by myself. I talked to my dad. I talked to some other coaches, and I just told them whatever I need to do to make myself a better person, a better player, I want to do it. So over the summer, I worked hard. I was running a lot, focusing on my form and how to run with the track coach Jeff. And it was more of a mental thing for me because everyone knows that my dad's an NFL player, so they
sure
think that I'm supposed to just have born athletic ability. But I have to enhance it. I have to be better because everyone has athletic ability. So I took it upon myself to just focus on the little things because That's what makes people great. You
sure
focus on other things more. And the big things, extraordinary things can happen for you.
And, you know, Donnell, the thing about your dad, he's not a pusher. He's going to let you come to him. He's not the type of guy that's going to, you know, say this, you got to do that unless you ask. And I've watched him. He's, you know, he's a coach and he's a former player, but he's a father also. And he understands from an emotional standpoint, you know, the game as well. And that's important because a lot of parents may not feel that way. They may know the game, but they may not have been through those highs and lows as your dad has. That's got to be huge for you as well. because here's a guy who, as we said, played at that level. And while everybody expects you to be like him from a talent standpoint, I think he understands that. And I think he knows, what it's like to be in your shoes. And that's unusual. Talk about that relationship you have with him as well.
I mean, it's been plenty of nights where we go home and, we just talking football, and we could go on for hours about it and not even realize how much time has gone past. And he's just a great asset to my game, all the knowledge that he shares with me. And back to what I said about the little things, he just teaches me, the little things here and there. And then I learned so much that I'm ahead of some of the people now.
Sure.
In high school. Know so much more about the game than them. So it helps in film. It helps even in the classroom. I'm able to look forward and dissect what's going to come ahead.
Yeah.
And it's just a great asset that some people aren't fortunate to have.
Yeah. No, I mean, no doubt. Donnell Bennett III joining us. His Cardinal Gibbons Chiefs will be in action Friday evening, 7:30 at American Heritage. I mean, everybody understands what's at stake. But talk about also what you're looking for college wise, what you want out of a school, and something like that. I mean, just what you're looking for education wise, for athletics. Talk about what Donnell Bennett III is looking at in a school.
I just want a good environment, a good family environment. I would like to go to school to become a pilot. So any school that would give me an opportunity, I'm willing to put in the work. I talked it over with my parents. I'm looking at a couple of schools in North Carolina and down here in South Florida. So I'm keeping all my opportunities open, and I'm going out there doing what I do best, staying focused in the classroom. That's about it.
Yep.
Just got to stay focused.
We're excited for you. I know this is a big week, and as I asked Dylan and Johnny, what's going to be on your Thanksgiving plate? What's that one thing that has to be on that Thanksgiving plate on Thursday?
Man.
Huh?
I got to have some cornbread.
There you
cornbread.
Go. There you go. I like that. Just cornbread or cornbread stuffing?
Either one.
All right. You got some good taste.
I'll make some great ones.
Nice. Donnell, thanks so much. Best of luck on Friday. We'll see you out there, and thanks for joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.